to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. The reason it seems that price is all your customers care about is that you haven't given them anything else to care about. That's a quote from the remarkable Seth Godin, one of the world's most brilliant minds when it comes to marketing. And why do I talk about that particular? Why is this a focus of today's topic? Because when we think about it, what you're selling is not what your customers are buying. Now, you might be going, what the hell are you talking about? At the end of the day, people don't buy what you do. They buy the outcome you help them achieve. Now, I want you to think about, as you're progressing through, again, I'm going to say, you know, the last few months, very interesting, and the next couple of months will be even more interesting. How have you been approaching your customers and your prospects? Are you approaching them with a product, the attributes, the features? Are you leading with what your product does? Or are you talking about the outcome you help them achieve? Are you thinking aspirationally? How are you getting your prospects to think big picture, future state? Now, why is this such an important topic? Because when you think of it from a mindset perspective, in everything we do, when we try to influence, when we try to help, when we try to impact, it's not the now that they are buying. They are buying the outcome. The decision they make is a decision to change. Now, there's a really cool story in one of Seth's books, This Is Marketing, and I advocate for every one of you listening to this right now, if you haven't already bought it, go and buy it. Because it's got a very simple story about the quarter-inch drill bit and how that people don't buy the quarter-inch drill bit. They buy the hole that the drill bit creates. But not even that. They don't even buy that hole. They buy possibly the shelf that goes in the wall that that hole enables them to achieve. But they don't even buy the shelf. They buy the feeling they get from putting stuff on the shelf, from doing it themselves, or for the way they feel when their spouse sees it. So where is this all going? Because ultimately, when we sell, ultimately, when we're talking with our customers, our ability to get them to think another level deeper, will enable us to turn somewhat of a transaction into a story that they tell themselves that they can achieve from doing business with you. And if you're able to get them to really think about that story and the impact that story will have on them on a personal and a professional level, then you don't need to sell anything. Because they're making the journey to that point of decision. And that is your role as a sales professional. It's to facilitate the journey from current state to future state and help them through the process. And when you think of all the movies, all the, you know, the things that the stereotypical sales professional or the sales, not even professional, the sales person that sells ice Eskimos and the gift of the gab, fuck all that. Because that's what sales is not about. It's completely the opposite. And when we do it well, when we can help our prospect create that story and help them consider the impact that what we do can have on them, you've just achieved something great because you've helped them achieve something great. And they will remove the barriers because they know the feeling and the outcome you can help them achieve. So my message this week is really simple. I want you to think about, how do I go one step more? How do I go that little bit deeper? How do I think about the impact? How can I ask better questions to help my prospect go that one step deeper? Because the message is, it's not about us. It's all about our prospects. It's all about our customers and helping them achieve a better state. And that doesn't occur by just asking some basic questions and then going, great, well, this is everything my product does. It's enabling them to create a story that helps them to get to that point of decision. So if this is a message that's resonated for you, or somebody that you know needs to listen to this, please like, share, and rate, because we do this to help you be the very best sales professional you can be.